This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions surged as Hamas's chief accused Israel on Tuesday of sabotaging talks for a Gaza truce after it raided the devastated Palestinian territory's largest hospital for a second time. Months of war have pushed hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the besieged territory to the brink of famine, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying everyone in Gaza was now in need of humanitarian aid. A UN-backed assessment, meanwhile, said 300,000 people in the territory's north would face famine by May without a surge of aid. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The incoming Palestinian prime minister lays out plans for reform but faces major obstacles, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister says he'll appoint a technocratic government and establish an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. In a mission statement acquired by the AP, Mohammed Mustafa lays out wide-ranging plans for the kind of revitalized Palestinian authority called for by the U.S. as part of its post-war vision for resolving the conflict. But the PA has no power in Gaza, from which Hamas drove its forces in 2007. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out any return of the PA to Gaza, and his government is staunchly opposed to Palestinian statehood. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States believes Hong Kong's passage of a new national security bill has the potential to accelerate the closing of a once-open society, State Department spokesman Vedant Patel said on Tuesday.
We also believe that a lot of the phrasing and crimes that are outlined are poorly defined and incredibly vague.
Adding, Washington is analyzing potential risks.